He's pulling up stumps. He's putting away the clubs after this report, I hear.
He hit it in the water and he's disqualified himself.
Again? Again? We chatted with Gary Barter earlier, the coach of Matt Jones. Brett's, he's still over the moon, but it was, I reckon it was more than a three-footer he had to hold on the last.
It looked more like about four and a bit, didn't it?
It did, indeed. I was calling it five.
Oh, and I knew when he hit his third shot to where he hit it there, he had to come up a ridge and up and over, and it was a really tough two-putt.
It was.
And left it short, and I was bleeding for him to make it. I mean, Jones is a great guy. He's one of those kids that just, you know, came through Gary's junior system, member at Kareel, a local boy, great, you know, club champion at Aussie Golf Club, and you know, just one of those great stories. And Gary Barter, I'd take your hat off to him. He's been a good friend of mine for a long time, and he was in the junior state team with me back in 1984, GB. Jeez. Great coach. He's become a very consistent coach, and coached a lot of good players, as well as Aaron Price, who's been playing great this summer as well. Nicky Campbell, just to name a few, plus a whole host of others. But good on Jonesy. And there's a nice thing on Facebook my wife Ricky showed me this morning with a six-year-old Matt Jones meeting Greg Norman in 1987 at Huntingdale.
I've seen that. It's good footage, isn't it?
Yeah, it was fantastic. I do vaguely remember that when he came out. Channel 7 did a report on Matt Jones being the next superstar in golf. And, you know, hadn't seen anything after, you know, that. But a little six-year-old Matt, little blonde-headed kid from Kareela. Good story, really good
story.
And a great finish to the tournament. What about it? You know, one stage there, what, with seven holes to go, there was four of them tied at six under. Scott, Pampling, Jones, and Spieth. It was always built for a great finish after Jonesy took triple on nine. I mean, what are you doing, Matt? Stop it. Giving us all a heart attack.
Yeah, he certainly did. But, look, he soldiered on. He had the world number one breathing down his neck. He had Adam Scott, who's just fired a 500 round, I think, to get himself into contention. He had Rod Pampling, who'd been on the drink all night. He's fired a 61.
Go to the Bundy.
61.
He had a lot going. He had a lot of pressure on him.
Do you know, and when you look at it, and we professionals, you know, amateurs ask us what we need to do to get better, there's just two words: short game. Matt Jones hit just 10 greens in regulation on Sunday. He was spraying it all over the place like a sprinkler in your backyard. But his short game came to fruition, and especially 10, he got it up and down. So he made triple on 9. He got up and down on 10 for par, right?
Yep.
Then he holds a bunker shot on 12 for par when he looked like, you know, bogey or double bogey, and looked like going one or two shots behind. And then 14, he gets it up and down for birdie. 15 par. 16, he stiffs it to about 12 feet and makes that for birdie. 17, great up and down. And then 18, a good two-putt. But if you take a look at his round, and even though he started with a double on the second and a triple on nine, his short game was really strong. And that's what won him the championship on Sunday.
Is this the kickstart he needs?
Yeah. Can he go on and win more now?
Well, I don't know, because Matt's that kind of player that, you know, he won in Texas last year, and before that he had, what, 2.5 years of real doldrums. He was back on the Nationwide, back on the Web.com tour, and he kind of lost his game. And then Gary Barter worked on his short game from 100 in. And since that time, he won Texas, and then the last year and a half he's been very strong, but he hasn't won. And that's the question that I ask, is what's keeping this guy, great golf swing, looks real cool and calm like Matt Kuchar, but deep down inside, what is holding him back from winning more often? I don't know. It could be. I'm not sure. But I'd love it to be, because Matt's a great kid, and when I talk to him, he's very quiet, very unassuming. Maybe he hasn't got enough. Maybe he hasn't got enough grunt. You know, you need that in sport, as Stewie, you know. Sorry, TK, just to take you out of that.
You're okay, mate.
For a sec, mate. But Clarky,
I don't mind the grunt.
You've got to have that extra thing about you. I don't know whether Matt's got that deep down inside.
Yeah, well, he certainly showed he had something there on the closing day, because there was many opportunities for it to all go really
pear-shaped. Well, that's what Gary said. He staged two comebacks in round 8 in the final round, which was quite extraordinary. He easily could have just fallen by the wayside.
Yeah, well, look, he's got a great golf swing. We all look at his golf swing.
I like the way he plays.
Fantastic, but when he gets under the pump, and you've seen it on Sunday, he just hits it everywhere. And he hit it everywhere.
Is that the speed thing? Does he need to slow down?
Well, I don't think he can slow down, because the thing is, once you train yourself for a repetitive golf swing, the thing is that there's a lot of movement in his golf swing. It's wide, There's a lot of leg movement. It's a big freewheeling swing. So there's going to be times where when he's on, he's really on. But when he's not quite on, he's going to be wide. And I was like that as well, a similar golf swing, wide. And when you're not quite on your timing, you spray it. And that's what Jonesy does. And he seems to do that under pressure a lot, because we saw him this year at the, was it the US Open? He led for 54 holes.
Yeah, he did.
US Open. And then all of a sudden, it just went sideways.
Yeah.
He started hitting it everywhere. Oh, it was 45 holes, actually, through 9 holes of the third round. And then all of a sudden, the Matt Jones that was hitting the centres of the fairways and the greens just went off. And he shot, I think, a pair of 75s to finish with. So it's happening all too often for Matt over the time that I've watched him. And when I've watched him, when he's on, he's fantastic. And he's just not consistent enough. That's the only thing that can hold him back from winning more. But I'd love to see it. I mean, that Australian Open was where Jordan Spieth really kicked on last year.
Certainly was.
And he won the Hero Tigers tournament by 10, and then look at the year he had. So let's hope that Matt Jones can really do that and follow the lead.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And Rory McIlroy, the year before at Royal Sydney, did it. Won the Australian Open and went on and had a fantastic season in 2014. So it'll be good. Pants, great to see him shoot 61. That'll give him some confidence in the PGA this week up at...
I know what he's going to do every Saturday night now. He's going to get on the Bundy and
well,
come out. Now, what happens, mate? The Australian PGA Championship's up at Royal Pines there on the Gold Coast. Have you had a look at the field and who wins?
Yeah, look, I still think that... I've liked John Sendon this summer. I mean, he had a 76, I think, in the third round of the Aussie Open and finished tied 12th. Had a good Masters, so I think he'll be hard to beat this week. I just feel back at home in his home state, I think he'll front up this week. And it'd be nice to see Pamps follow on from his 61. He was four over the first three rounds at the Aussie, and it's only 61 that got him up there, but I'd like to see him put together four rounds. Greg Chalmers defends his title this week, and a couple of American star, one American star out, Brant Snedeker. And David Lingmuth, who might be suited to this golf course this week, he's a Swedish guy that won Jack Nicklaus's Memorial Tournament, young fella that's been making waves this year on the PGA Tour. He might be a bit of a dark horse, but it was good to see Andrew Evans from Bexley Golf Club, who came runner-up at the Masters to Peter Senior a few weeks ago. They gave him a start this week, which was good, because he Monday pre-queued for the Australian Masters, if you didn't know that already.
Yeah.
And then had to pre-chop last week and missed at the Australian Open. Normally, if you finish top 10 the week prior in a tournament, you get a start into the following tournament. But because the Australian Open is run by the AGU and it's One Asia, he didn't get a start. So his top 10 from the Masters gets him starting the PGA, which is a bit disappointing, I feel, because, you know, he earned his right normally finishing top 10 in a week before to get a start in the next tournament in that country. But because we've got these stupid systems where different people are running different tournaments in Australia, we can't be consistent in this country. And that's what drives all of us here really insane.
Mm.
We don't get the same people running tournaments every week, so we can get a consistency going in our tournaments. So that's one thing that it's just bugged me for my whole career, and it bugs a lot of us professional golfers in this country.
Now, Brett, before you go, we've got one SMS that's come in. It's from Tez from Parramatta. He said, Brett, thanks for the tip on Ryan Higginbottom. He finished about 20 over.
Mate, I'm terribly sorry about that. I really thought, coming off a third place finish in China and two wins over the past 6 weeks, that he would front up. He didn't front up. And when I was looking on the first day and I saw him like he was plus 8 after 10 holes, I went, oops. Sorry to all the listeners out there.
It's hard. That's
right. They get used to it with the crappy tips we dish out every week here, mate. They don't expect winners. Mate,
I bummed out. So listen, just back John Sennon this week, okay?
John Sennon.
And I'll leave the rest. All right, if he doesn't do any good, SMS me next year, because I'm off air now for 2 months until early February. So Merry
good
Christmas
on you, mate.
To everybody. Happy New Year. And look, you know what? Best Christmas present you can buy anybody out there is a Drummond Golf gift card.
Yeah.
It is. You're right.
Mum and Dad.
I've got a couple which I'm going to go and spend shortly.
Good
Brett,
Stuart.
To you and your family and to everyone involved in golf, have a Merry Christmas, and the boys will catch up with you again in 2016.
Good on you, Clarkie. Good on you, TK. Good on you, mate.
Good on you, mate.
Have a great Xmas, you blokes. See you later.
You too, mate.